This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
This is definitely a J.C. Treader and the board of players there. 100%.
Listen, if players are going to start, They're leveraged, okay? They gave up the 17th game, so now J.C. Treader is basically, and we're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot here in a second about this. If the players are all going to say, well, we're going to skip all this. We're giving you a 17th game, so we're not coming to camp. Look at last year. We were fine. Football was fine. Yeah, there were some injuries, but it's football. There's always going to be soft tissue injuries anyway. And then players get injured away from the actual facility. Like, if that happened to a Cleveland Brown, what would you want the Browns to do? If it was like season ending, the Browns may not have to pay him. What would you want them to do? I know it's not our money.
I know from the outside of it, the optics of it look like really you're going to pinch pennies over something like this. But I think we've all had situations like it's a job's a job's a job. And we've always heard the stories of, oh, you got hurt four wheeling. Can you make it into work tomorrow and like fall down? Can you do that? Like one of them things. Like it's difficult. It's very, very difficult here. Now, this is, as much as we want to say, they're always working on their craft. They're athletes. They're always working out, getting ready for their job. Yes, but this dictates in a facility because there has to be a legal line drawn somewhere. Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay, who's been thinking about something like this, and I think a story may be coming down the line here from Mary Kay, but I know that you've been talking to some people about this. How much of a concern is this Broncos situation to players, not just around the league, but maybe even with some of the members of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it's something definitely that they are all going to have to revisit and discuss, because I'm sure that a lot of players saw that and will have consternation about it. These guys regularly get on calls with J.C. Treader and the union, and I'm sure now this will probably call for one soon enough where they can kind of get on there and talk about what happens to them and their money, because, you know, that's a lot of money, $10 million that you're not going to get paid if you get hurt outside of the facility. But the story that you're talking about, which is actually up right now, is a place where many of the Browns are working out. It's at House of Athlete in Florida. Now, this is something that a lot of them do anyways, even in addition to OTAs and things that they do regularly in the offseason. A lot of them have their own places where they go and train. So that's the story that you referenced, and it is up now. But the interesting thing about this is that Jarvis is there working out with Anthony Schwartz. They spent a month together before he got drafted. Kareem Hunt is there working out on a regular basis. Grant Delpit is there. Richard LeCount is there. And then Baker Mayfield did his passing camp there last week during draft week. And that's when David Njoku came and Austin Hooper, Rashard Higgins, and all the rest of the guys were still there. So it's a pretty significant sort of Browns-connected place.
I think fans love to hear that. They love to think about these guys all getting together. I know that you mentioned a bunch of those guys, and now we're seeing videos of Odell Beckham, which people are starting to get excited about. Mary Kay, I'm always reserved when it comes to the workout videos of guys coming off injuries because, obviously, they're only putting out what they want. But with that said, it does look good. Should it change our expectations based on some video put out there by Odell Beckham on how he's coming off that injury?
Well, Odell looks amazing. So I think that the expectations are where they should be because, you know, he had the torn ACL in October, and he is at that point where he should be pretty close to 100% for for training camp. He should be good to go. I mean, guys come back from ACL injuries now pretty well in their next year after they've had the surgery, depending on when they have it. And he looks amazing. So, you know, good for him. The one that I think we've all been looking at is Grant Delpit, because a ruptured Achilles is very difficult to come back from. Now, he has been training at House of Athlete. I talked to the head trainer there, the vice president of professional sports, and he said that Grant is pretty much almost at full speed, which is remarkable, remarkable coming off of a ruptured Achilles, which happened in August in training camp. I remember it vividly being there and watching this and watching him, you know, leave the field. I mean, it was just a bizarre circumstance. So, so that one, I think fans should be very, very encouraged by that, because truly, you know, there are, you know, up to, you know, 30% of guys have a really tough time making it back from a ruptured Achilles, but he doesn't look to be falling into that category at all.
Mary Kay Cabot, if Richard LeConte gets an interception, can I go, ah? Oh my
God. You have at it. Perfect.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, coming out of the draft, was there anything that you learned from Andrew Berry and Paul DiPodesta and Kevin Stefanski that we can use for 2022? Because there were so many people going, they don't like linebackers. They're not interested in that. No, they took a linebacker. I know he's a hybrid, but they took a linebacker. So was there anything that I'm paying attention to for the future to say, okay, 2022, from the first two drafts with these two, we can say this?
No, because these guys have a growth mindset, okay? They are not going to paint themselves into any corner and be one certain thing in any way. There will be sort of some tendencies here and there, such as, you know, I think going forward, we're going to all be looking at how much are they going to be willing to pay a running back in a second contract as that contract moves along. That's one thing that we will be wondering about. But in terms of scheme and what kind of players they like, these guys are always going to be pushing the envelope, moving it forward, and doing whatever it takes to stay on top of the game and try to be getting past teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, and whatever. I mean, if you look at the way the team is built right now, I mean, in some ways they're building it like the Chiefs have built it. I mean, now they're adding Anthony Schwartz, who, you know, talks a lot about Tyreek Hill and you know, just that speed. You've got the tight ends. You know, there are similar things. So, no, there's not any one thing. And I, heading into this draft, the number one thing that I said they needed to do was to get the cornerbacks. I mentioned Caleb or Greg. Number two on the list was to get a hybrid linebacker in round one or two. I just felt it was the thing they needed to do. It was the middle of the field had been, I don't want to say neglected, but the middle of the field needed to be bolstered. And it made plenty of sense. And it needed to be bolstered in a way that fit with the modern defense in the NFL. And having said that, you know, there could be 9 new starters on this defense this year. That's astonishing, but true.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. You had extensive reporting about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah and his heart issue, which your sources say not an issue at all, but rumblings around the NFL that other teams absolutely thought it was an issue. What is he saying, if anything, or the Browns saying about this specific ailment, or whatever you would call it?
Well, he did go on the Jim Rome show the other day, Jeremiah did, and he said the heart...
Rome.
Rack 'em.
He said the heart is really no issue at all. He said they went back and looked at things at Notre Dame, and there was nothing there. They looked at exams there.
So why would some teams have been scared? It's very curious why anybody would think this is a big deal.
Well, I talked to teams. I talked to some teams, and I put this in some of my stories. And one evaluator told me that they didn't have any medicals on him that alerted them to a heart condition. They just didn't have anything like that. So these things get weird before the draft when there's gamesmanship and when there's things going on, and you never really know exactly what comes from where. But I talked to one team that absolutely had no medical issues or red flags with him at all. They still had a first-round grade on him. They thought that he is an amazing pick for the Cleveland Browns, exactly what he needs to try to chase down a Lamar Jackson. So that team had nothing. I talked to another team that said, you know, something kind of came up. Something was mentioned. Something was said, but it was incomplete. And I think that's where you can run into an issue a week before the draft. If you have an incomplete medical, a question mark about somebody, teams can shy away from that. And that's what, where perhaps the gamesmanship comes in. If somebody starts putting out something or a question mark about a guy and you don't really know what it's all about, you might be hesitant to take that guy in the first round. So there may have been something like that that happened, but there's nobody that I talked to that that had some specific, and I had people combing through the medicals on him, okay, and reading things off to me. And there was nothing in there that indicated that he had some kind of a heart problem that was going to be an issue. So again, I'll continue to try to dig around into that. But the teams that I talked to so far didn't have anything like that.
All right, we've seen on way worse teams than this, some Browns players that were drafted get cut before the season started. Of the picks that they had, they have eight here or nine. Of those players, are they all safe? Or of the eight, are they going to have to compete to try to make the roster?
Well, I think they're all safe. I think they're all probably going to make the roster. Sometimes you end up having to put somebody on the practice squad, but I don't really see that there's anybody in this group that you could put on the practice squad and prevent them from getting picked up by somebody else. These are all eight guys that they feel like can contribute to this football team, maybe not in a huge way this year, but over the next couple of years, and they don't want to lose them. Look what happened to Curtis Weaver last year when the Miami Dolphins put him on waivers. He was gone. And that's going to happen with these guys. So they're not going on waivers, I don't think. I think they all have to make the team. I think many of them will have a package of plays in for them this season. Some will make a much bigger impact than others. And even when you get into a Marvin Wilson, an undrafted free agent like that, I mean, you can't expose him to waivers. He had a draftable grade on him by many teams, and he probably would not get through waivers either.
Malik McDowell.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when you have a strong infrastructure on a football team, when you have a good support system, when you have everybody pulling in the same direction, you can take a chance on a guy that you think has already turned his life around. And that is the feeling on the part of the Browns in regards to Malik McDowell. They feel like he's already done the work and he's done what he's needed to do to put that chapter of his life behind him. The truth of the matter is, and we all know this, with very young people, no one knows for sure if they've completely turned that corner. But I think the Browns feel like they have the support system in place that they can take on a player like that, that they feel is a good human being, that did some things that they probably wouldn't have done had they maybe been sober at the time. So I think maybe that's part of it. Again, I can't take somebody else's inventory, but I'm guessing that there is some component of, that there was alcohol involved with most of these incidents, and maybe he's gotten a handle on that. I can't say that for sure. That's my guess right now. But as long as he continues to do what he needs to do one day at a time and they support him, they can take on a guy like this.
Mary Kay, we had a chance to ask Andrew Berry about that earlier in the week, and I asked whether he ran that up the flagpole to the Haslams, because we know how much Dee Haslam in particular had talked about players who had past transgressions, trying to offer support system. But are we in a situation where whether or not the team can handle it or not, a team like the Browns, they're not unique. They're just always going to take a chance on talent, regardless of how bad anything that happened before is.
No, I think it's a case-by-case situation. I don't think they're going to just disregard anything that a player has done in his past and take a player on that they feel is talented and can help them win. It's not like that. I think it's a matter of looking at the individual and finding out if that player has the qualities and the traits that they're looking for. Smart, tough, accountable, but maybe stumbled in life and did some things that they otherwise would not have done. So therefore, I think this is one of those situations where Andrew probably sat down and with this young man and or on Zoom or however they did it. I'm sure it was Zoom. They spent plenty of time with him, and they determined that he's a good guy because they put good guys on this football team. If there was one reigning theme, in addition to the speed and the versatility, there was another thing that rang true on draft weekend, and these are all really good guys. I mean, I sat there listening to them thinking, my goodness, they could all be like motivational speakers, and they're so young. They're 20 years old with pearls of wisdom dropping out of their mouths. I mean, really, really mature, smart, tough, good guys that you would, you know, want to have dinner with.
Mary Kay, what do you say when Richard LeCount has an interception this year?
I'm not saying that. You say it again.
You've never done that with your children?
Come on.
You've never done the count?
No, I have not done that. You do it again. Come on. You're in that mode right now. If I did it, it was a long time ago.
You won't do it at all?
No, I'm not.
Fine. Fine. All right, Mary Kay. Well, thank you very much. We'll be reading you. You know we will.
Sounds good. I hope you do.
All right, Mary Kay. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Is there a guy you think, like, we know they gave Josh Gordon 20 chances, right?
Yeah.
They were willing to talk about bringing in Pac-Man Jones. Now they bring in Malik McDowell, who I know Mary Kay said they have positive things to say about him now. Go ask people in Seattle how they feel about it. I'm just saying.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
I'm just saying, is there ever a situation where they wouldn't bring in a guy?
Let me answer when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.